News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you're not awake yet, that little jitterbug song from Wham ought to wake you right on up.
It helped me.
Kelly's dancing in the studio.
I needed it.
I am here this morning with Kelly McClellan with Bella Magazine to talk
Good
about the
morning.
New issue, the spring issue, which is the cover is gorgeous. And we're going to talk. If you have a question while we're talking or something you want to know from Kelly, just text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. But this is the March issue, and I can't wait to hear how it all came together. Good morning, Kelly.
We don't exactly have a gorgeous spring day going on outside.
No. They kept saying, I was so excited that it was like 70 degrees, no chance of rain. So in my mind, we were going to have this really sunny week, but looking out right now.
Then you wake up and look out the door and you can't see anything but the abyss.
Yes. And I've complained. Excuse me. I got a little frog in my throat this morning. I can't complain, but I also have no idea what to wear.
Yeah.
I'm thinking spring. I should wear spring clothes, light color. But it's kind of chilly. There's just a little hint of
damp
a
damp feel.
Yeah. I don't know. So you look cute this morning, though.
Well, thank you. Very casual.
We live casual on radio, just so you know.
I roll out of bed and head here.
Me too.
I love radio.
Yes,
best.
That's actually true. Okay, so this I love the cover. So what have we got? You're celebrating 20 years this year.
Yes.
Which the banner is right across the front of the front page. And I love
so
it.
So proud of that.
Because I do, I've mentioned this before, but I do remember when this got started.
Yep.
And I was so excited.
Yep. It's a great resource for women, and we're so proud that it's been supported by Pensacola for this long.
And if you're a smart guy, I think it might be a great resource for you, too.
Exactly. Listen up.
Okay, if you've got a partner's birthday coming up or some kind of a celebration, you'll see all kinds of ideas for things. They always have fashion ideas and jewelry ideas in here, and some of their advertisers have great things. So,
and there's always just good health, you know, things that cross-gender, so.
Yeah, why not?
Great education for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But we have a great local woman on the cover this month.
Uh-huh.
Kayla Diggs.
Okay, I think I've met Kayla. She's just beautiful.
Yeah, she, and I always say this, like, you can tell by the eyes. Like, she just seems like an inside, sincere, honest,
bright
happy
eyes.
Person.
Yeah. Really bright eyes.
But we, every now and then, we'll do a personal style shoot. So, you know, we always have the regular fashion shoot with a model. But then sometimes we will grab a local fashionable woman and do a fashion shoot with her in her own clothes. On page 32, you know, we have a multi-page fashion shoot with Kayla and all of her own clothes.
Oh, I love that. That is the neatest thing.
I just
assumed it was not her clothes.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is all her. She is very stylish.
Okay, well, I can see why I have not been asked to do this feature.
Yeah.
In my radio clothes.
Even though I have an in, I haven't been asked either. It's weird.
It's weird. Yeah, Kelly. No, but it's
But she's
really
an impressive
neat.
Young woman. She works in real estate and then works at Redfish, Bluefish. She's a hard worker.
Oh, yeah.
Respect.
Yeah, for sure. And I love seeing that. I love seeing women that are successful in their careers, have family, and are also, they're doing it all. And I love that we are able to do it all, and we do it all well.
And she's a student at UWF.
Well, in addition to everything else?
Yes.
Wow. Congratulations, Kayla. We are just sending the love out to you this morning.
And, you know, she talks about, like, you know, enjoying treating herself and buying herself. And so she works hard to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. I really respect that. Go, Kayla.
Go, Kayla. I love it.
Kayla.
I love it. So one of the things you do, too, that I enjoy when I flip through the magazine, and this is a hardcover magazine. If you've never seen it, it's free. You can find it all over town at various locations. I know we carry them at the Pensacola Beach Visitor Center.
Yes, ma'am.
The regular visitor center in town. But also lots of different shops and stores have little racks out front.
Yep.
And you just pick up a copy, and it's free. But you can also look at it online, too.
That's right, bellamagazine.com. We have all of the stories and photos posted every month. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Pensacola Bella.
Mm-hmm.
We've got it all.
Well, I love that.
We have great content. We want to get it out there to you.
Yeah. So what are the trends you're seeing now for spring in terms of fashion?
Well, you know, spring is always about color. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, let's get out of the dreary winter.
Gray, black,
bring
brown.
On the colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, we worked with Bloutique this month.
Oh, cool.
And I love Bloutique and I love Laura. It's one of those places you walk in and they act like the best thing that's happened to them as you walking in the door. And they're
that.
Genuinely like that with everybody. And it's just, it's such a pleasant experience.
Yeah, that's neat.
But Bloutique, they always have great, bright colors, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I enjoy that. They have fun clothes that they'll help you pick up.
I tend to like the softer colors, the softer pinks and pales. I don't know if that's trendy or even in style at this point, but about every 5 years they come out with the neon colors, you know, the neon pinks
yeah,
and
yeah.
greens.
Is that you?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
No, that's the problem.
It Those 80s always like yeah, to rear their head that. Back up,
It
man.
Just keeps coming back. They keep trying. I keep going, no, no, no.
Yeah, I think trends, I mean, go with what you feel good in.
Well, my mother was a beautiful dresser, and she kind of looked like a movie star. She had that auburn hair, and she was a child, you know, the World War II and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But she always looked very classy.
What and happened to you?
That's exactly what she said to me. You're are you my mother? She used to say things like, "So, young lady, where did you go after you brushed your hair?"
That's awesome. My mom used to say, please brush your hair.
No. Mom, where'd you go after you brushed your hair, young lady? You know, that was the... But she was always about the classic, just classic. She said, never go with the trends. Go with the classic looks.
And it's true. So
and it
true.
Is true. If you have a nice suit, a nice blazer and pants, or blazer and a skirt, you know, just... She was very methodical about all that. Simple yeah. jewelry. Who was the famous designer that said less is more with jewelry? To always take whatever you've got on, if you have like a bunch of necklaces on, take one off. Is that Chanel? Someone like Chanel?
That sounds good.
Yeah. It was someone like that
Let's
said
go with that.
One is too, what, just one, it's always one too many. Take
yep.
one off, you know.
There, so. I don't know if you ever saw the movie L.A. Story.
Oh, gosh, ages ago.
Yeah, with Steve Martin.
Yeah.
But there was one character there, and she would always, you know, put on a ton of stuff. But she said, what you do is right before you walk out the door, look real fast at the mirror, and whatever catches your eye first, take it off.
See, that's the same thing. It's that same fun. Maybe it's Gloria Vanderbilt. It's one of those designers from that era, you know.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's really fun. But I love looking in because I need help, and I like looking and getting ideas so that I don't come off completely out of touch.
When I don't have my workout gear on.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've never been a fashionista. And if I tried to do something trendy, I typically feel uncomfortable because it doesn't feel like me. So, yeah,
Isn't it interesting?
It's
because
paying attention to the trends and what's stylish and current, but you still want to be you and be comfortable because the whole point is to just, you want to present yourself well, but as you. And feel good
That's
about
right.
yourself and walk with confidence.
But it isn't interesting how I know so many women, here in Pensacola especially, who just have a natural flair for fashion.
Right?
And every time I see them, they've done a little something else or a little, and I think, oh, that looks so great. And I think, I'm going to adopt that. And the next time I see them, they're doing something else. You know, I mean...
And it's natural
it's a
for
talent.
Them.
It's
and
a
that's
talent.
Great.
Yeah, it's a natural talent, I think.
Yep, we all have them.
Yes,
and
yes.
And it's when we try to be something we're not. So if you've got it, great, work it.
Work it, girl.
If you don't, then go with what makes you comfortable. And remember, you have other natural talents.
There you go. Well, I like to buy jewelry. That always picks
I've
me up.
I've really gotten bad about jewelry. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no, just every once in a while, just buying a nice little pair of earrings.
Yep.
You know, just, it doesn't have to be expensive. Just something to kind of perk me up.
Exactly.
You know?
Again,
a little
just to feel good.
Self-treat.
Yes.
We have to do more of that.
Yes. We don't need to wait for somebody to do it for us.
Amen, sister.
Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can buy myself flowers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we won't even go there. Okay, so what else can we look for in this March issue?
We have a fun article on decluttering. You know, and we have these every now and then because it
Now's
just doesn't.
The time.
It does not go out of style.
Well, spring. I always think of spring cleaning.
It is. Spring cleaning.
You know, really going through. And my place definitely needs a cleaning. I don't know what happens, but I tend to be a paper hoarder. I don't mean to. But I'll bring paper in from the mail and I should deal with it right then. I've read every book you can. But I'll put it on that table.
Yes.
And then the next day I put it on. And in a week I have this little pile.
Yes. Well, I have very organized chaos. They're strategic piles.
I'm a strategic piler, too.
Yes. Deal with now, deal with in the midterm, and then file. But then these piles never get touched, including the deal with now pile.
Right. That's what I used to do.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I used to do at work, too. So I was a piler. And then there's other people I go in their office, and there's not a thing on their desk.
Yes.
They have everything sorted out, filed, computerized, scanned.
Yes.
I admire
that. Apparently, the declutter, I can't talk. I warned you I wouldn't be able to talk today.
That's okay.
Declutter
You're doing
girl.
Fine.
Rhoda Simpkins can help you transform your cluttered home into peaceful sanctuaries. Doesn't that sound nice?
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Does she have some specific ideas? Well, I'm looking at these pictures, and it's what's different about my place is that I have a lot of stuff. But she's got a lot of stuff in this picture. It looks like either a den or a living room, but they're strategically placed so they don't look quite so cluttery.
Exactly.
Because I could have all those same things, those pictures, the things that are on the tables, but I'll have like four things on one table and nothing on the other. But here, see, the look is very, I mean, look at that and it feels very calm.
It does. It's
very peaceful. I could relax, exhale when I walk in the door.
It is true that what you walk into can definitely affect your mood. And
absolutely.
If it's really cluttered and overwhelming, you should.
Well, that's the thing about making my bed every morning. Because I don't want to come home to an unmade bed.
Yep.
And it's the funniest thing because, you know, it's a high school, when I was school and stuff, I didn't care. But now I'm almost religious about it. I just have to have that bed made.
Well, and there's studies about it and the importance and how it does set the tone for your day. And
really?
Wake up right away and make your bed. It not only makes the room, you know, neat, make you feel neat, but I guess it's just that discipline that you then carry forward in the day.
Interesting. Yeah, I never gave it a whole lot of thought, but I know I feel better when I do.
I know. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like I use up all my discipline by doing that, and then I'm out for the rest of the day. But I do it.
Just cracking me up this morning. But I do like the decluttering stuff. It's awesome. And then I thought, this is kind of a cool thing. I play this game. Gosh, I want to say 10 plus years ago? It used to be kind of a thing, and it's come back.
Mahjong.
Mahjong is back, y'all.
It is. And so this is our Girls Night Out feature, and our team got to go do this at Rusted Arrow.
Uh-huh. I see Jennifer Harrison's
in
there.
And look how much fun they're all having.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's a blast.
And that's not staged. These are
real game pictures.
I was out of town, so I didn't get to go, and I was so bummed because I do see so many women doing this and having so much fun, and they get to come together and spend time together.
And if you're not familiar with it, there's a board, you know, kind of a, they're tiles, and putting the tiles and symbols together, and there's a whole strategy. It's a little bit like a
you
Scrabble.
As much as I know about
okay,
it.
Okay, it's a kind
but
of like a Scrabble.
It's kind of complex.
Yeah, it is. It requires strategy. But I haven't played it in such a long time, so I couldn't go through the rules by any means. However,
well, we need to get together our own girls' night and
there
go to
you
Rusted
go.
Arrow because
I like that.
This is a thing that they do.
I think that works.
Really cool. But yeah, I was watching an old TV show or something like 20, 30 years old, and they were talking about older women playing Mahjong. Just thought I was like, it's
okay,
back, and we are not older.
I was just going to say, then I'm not playing.
We're not old.
We're not older.
No,
okay.
Look at these young women in here. This is a young woman's game now.
Yeah, okay. If you just joined us, talking with Kelly McLeod, she is the publisher for Bella Magazine, and you can find it on the March issue on newsstands now. And if you have a question about Bella or some of the topics we are discussing this morning, feel free to text in your comment or question at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, which stands for Pensacola Expert Panel, and she is our expert on Bella Magazine. She is the expert. You're the publisher. You know, you're the buck stops here person, right?
Well, there's that, yes.
Yeah. So as publisher, just out of curiosity, how much do you get involved in editing? Because I know I have a journalism degree, and when we talked about, I had a magazine at one point with the Gulf Breeze Chamber years ago. We had a Gulf Breeze magazine.
Yep.
And so, but I was responsible for that final product, that final look through. But for you, are you adding contributing material too? And contact, or what is the publisher's role?
So as far as my amount of editing, it kind of ebbs and flows. You know, for a year and a half, 2 years there, I had an editor. And she was an English teacher and fabulous. So
wow. It
didn't take much oversight from me. And then for a couple of months thereafter, she left. I was back to editing. But I have a great assistant editor now. And I review everything, but I really don't have to do a deep dive. She's picked up so fast. She's really good. Courtney Hayes, she's wonderful. But Courtney and I worked together with the team to pick out the stories and assign them and figure out the content for every month. And then she manages the schedule, making sure everything's in on time. And then she edits and gets everything submitted to our graphic artist. So I just kind of help guide her and oversee things. And then I get to do all the fun stuff like bookkeeping, which she helps me.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. That's so high on my list of fun.
Yeah. So there's just all the business ownership stuff. But then also working with the ad team and the marketing team and the social media and the website. So just kind of
there's a lot
keeping it all going. Yeah.
It's not just the magazine anymore.
It's not. It's really not.
Yeah. Okay. We had a listener just texted in and hey, Bruce, good morning to you. He's one of our loyal listeners. And he says, read, this is the title of a book, Make Your Bed, Little Things That Can Change Your Life and Maybe the World. And it's by Aseel, retired Admiral William H. McRaven.
Thank you so much, Bruce, because I was going to say, I think there's even a book by a military
person. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Bruce.
Yep, it's called Make Your Bed. You can Google that and find it on Amazon or something.
That is great. I really appreciate that. Yeah. What's the name of it again?
It's Make Your Bed, Little Things That Can Change Your Life and Maybe the World.
Whoa.
Okay.
See, it's the little things.
It is the little things.
Build up to the big.
That's true. Okay, so this is the March issue that's out now. It looks fabulous, and we've kind of covered a few of the things in the issue. But what's coming up next this spring, in April and May?
Oh, my gosh. I just got caught up on March. What's happening in April? April, I think we are looking at art.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
Artful Adventures, which is fun.
Well, that sounds great.
And then May is kind of Mentors and Mavens. So that's,
oh,
and we've got some really exciting profiles coming up for that.
Okay.
Yeah, some there's so many great, you know, Pensacola women doing amazing things and that do take time to mentor other women.
Which is great.
Looking forward to that. So,
oh,
yeah.
I love that. That sounds really good.
A lot of good stuff in the hopper.
Well, in the magazine, you list all the folks that are part of the team, and you have quite a who's who on this writing team and people that contribute content. And we've talked about this before, but if I see something I think would be great for Bella Magazine or there's some idea that I might have, who would I reach out to or contact about that?
I mean, if you know anybody on the team page, you certainly can reach out to them, but you can also email news@bellamagazine.com.
Okay, great. I think that would be, I can think that this spring there might be quite a few topics that women would be, you know, interested in.
Yeah, and we always welcome, you know, if we maybe don't have time. The one thing I will remind people is we work 2 to 3 months in advance.
Oh, gosh.
So,
you're already in June now.
Hey, there's this great event in March. It's too late.
Okay.
Even April is too late. You know, we're about to go to print next week on April. So
gotcha. Okay.
Definitely let us know in advance, please.
Okay. We got another text in about making the bed. Apparently a hot topic.
A good topic, yeah.
Michael texted in this. He said the speech that we were talking, he said that about the Make the Bed, Change the World. The speech was from an admiral, and it was a commencement speech to the University of Texas about making your bed. Isn't that interesting?
See, these military guys know.
Oh, yeah.
They know
discipline.
How to, get things done.
Discipline. Very good.
I love that.
Okay, talking with Kelly McLeod, publisher for Bella Magazine, 850-437-1620. If you have a comment or thought about these topics that we're discussing, feel free to text it on in.
Let us know of another book or speech about making your bed.
Well, there's that whole, who was the woman that does the whole decluttering thing? She's very famous. She has a show.
Marie Kondo?
Yes, that's it.
Kondo?
Yes, that's it. She has like a whole program.
Netflix or something?
Yes,
I think she has something.
Yeah, she's got a show and like many followers. And.
Yeah.
But she's so clean. I don't even if I declutter, I don't know if I could ever get quite that organized.
You don't want to be sterile either.
I'm not sure. I sort of tried to start it, and I started laughing. I said, this isn't going to work.
it's our home's similar to fashion and clothes. Mm-hmm. You want it to look and feel a certain way, but you also want to have personality and your personality. And
oh, my goodness. Someone sent me the video of the general speech. And then someone else just texted in the speech was by Admiral McRaven. So just we get our titles correct.
Awesome.
Yeah, everybody's pretty familiar with that. That's pretty neat.
I love this.
So you can probably Google that and find it online. So someone just sent me the link, which is really cool.
I had recently bought a new house once, and my uncle popped by unexpectedly to show one of my cousins the house. And it was a bad day, and I had not made my bed. And he goes, Kelly, you don't make your bed. I am a 40-year-old woman getting chastised by my uncle for not making. But he was right. And he was a very accomplished, you know, successful person.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I think that's
great. Make your bed.
We got all these ideas. If you just joined us, we're talking about Bella Magazine.
We're talking about making your bed.
Making your bed.
How it will change your life.
Which is part of a decluttering article here. We had the decluttering section. But as always, we've got great fashion. I love the model in this issue, and she's sporting some of the new fashions. So we talk about that. I love that there's always the styling the shoot page where y'all highlight the earrings and the jewelry.
Yeah, the accessories.
The accessories. Because that does make all the difference sometimes.
It's all about the accessories.
Mm-hmm. It can be easily about that.
We have great, columns in the back of the magazine by Sharla Gorder and Liz Biggs.
Yes, Sharla's so good because she has a book, too.
She's got a couple.
Coffee table book is beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. But they always... It's called Her Perspective, and they write just different first-person column accounts, and I always enjoy both of them. And Charlotte talks about happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's funny. She says, I have a deadline to be happy by Friday, March 20th, because that's International Day of Happiness.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to park that
put
up
on
in
your
my calendar.
Yeah. But she references a book that says, happiness boils down to a simple equation. Happiness equals perception of events minus expectations.
Ooh, that's, yes.
All
yes,
about
yes,
the
yes.
perception, right?
Well, and expectations are huge.
Yeah.
You start expecting something, nine times out of 10, you will be disappointed.
If you think you're going to wake up this morning and make your bed and then look out the window and see a gorgeous sunny day, that didn't happen today.
No, but you did make your bed.
But you did make your bed, so you've got discipline to move forward with the day and... to not let it get you down.
Right.
It's all about, the expectations and perception. Okay, it's not a sunny day, but I can still, it's not raining, I can still go exercise or...
Well, for me now, what I've learned in my wise old years is that it's all about choice.
Yes.
Because I can choose, trust me.
We can't choose what happens to us.
Right.
But we can choose how we respond.
That's absolutely right. Because I can choose, I can look for the joy or look for the negativity. I will find what I'm looking for.
Yes.
So.
And whatever you look for, you might find more of. So
correct.
Be careful what you're looking for.
That's exactly right. And it seems so simple, but I'll catch myself sometimes and I think, why are you just, and then you'll see something that'll happen. Like, I'm going to focus on that instead.
Yes.
It's all about what you focus on, I think, don't
it's
you?
It's going to happen. More natural for some people to focus on the positive or the negative, but we can kind of create the habit.
Yes, again.
Like making our bed. It's a habit. You know, we can create the habit of trying to see the positive on things.
Mm-hmm.
And if we miss a day and get chastised by our uncle for not making the bed, we can correct.
Or your mother for not washing your hair.
Or brushing your hair.
The big things in life.
Exactly.
Well, it's a wonderful issue as always. And we're talking with Kelly McLeod, publisher for Bella Magazine. And they're celebrating 20 years this year, which is pretty extraordinary, especially in this era. Because we find that our good publications and magazines now are few and far between.
It's not easy.
So the ones that are here are high quality. They have to be.
Yes. We could try to go cheaper quality, but I feel a responsibility of such a wonderful brand that has lasted this long to keep it high quality.
And you have quality advertisers.
We have great advertisers.
So if someone is interested that's listening this morning, might like to be in one of the next issues, who would they contact and how do they go about that?
Contact sales at bellamagazine.com or call 833-358-4486. And we will definitely get you some information.
Okay, that sounds good.
It's real easy.
Because there's opportunities for everybody, for writers, for people who want to sponsor and get their name out there.
Yes.
You can always get in touch with.
For story ideas, everything.
Yeah, and I love that it's local. So you always have the local models.
The stories
about the different events, especially for nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
Bella Magazine does a beautiful job of supporting all of our nonprofits and the galas and the fundraisers and things like that, which is also one of the reasons why I love what y'all do.
Yeah, thank you. It means a lot to me to be able to do that, to have a medium that I can support the nonprofits in town.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, but if you haven't picked up your copy of Bella Magazine, you can get it all around town and be sure and do that, or you can get it online. What's that website again?
BellaMagazine.com.
All right, Miss Kelly, thank you for coming
in. Thank
you.
Everybody, go make your beds.
Go make your bed. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Never know what you're going to learn from our experts here.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you.